Ramble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, welcome to the tripod.
Yep. One, two, three, four.
Podcast. It's the tripod.
Just want to say, hey, thanks for spending your time with us. You could have anyone in your ears right now, but you're here with us, and that means the world.
Don't remind them. There's other people they could listen to.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo's on my phone. Oh. I'll listen to her songs again.
Don't touch that dial. Unless it's for Olivia.
Congrats to Olivia. She won a bunch of awards the other day. Rainey's here too.
On the couch.
Congrats to Olivia.
Hello.
What's up, Rainey?
Sipping on cold brew.
Sipping on cold brew. I had a bibimbap salad this morning.
Wow. Bibimbap salad for brekkie.
Yeah.
It's a fun
brekkie salad.
Yeah, it's a brekkie salad and had an egg.
It does, typically.
If you want more of Rainey's culinary cuisine, by the way, you can listen to the afterpod from last week where we discussed how Rainey made eggs in the office. Quite a faux pas. A big faux pas. And it went bad.
What style of egg?
Scrambled. Huh. I had to throw it away. It was disgusting.
We brought another window.
You put a scrambled egg on top of your bibimbap?
No. This was early. I'm going through an egg phase.
Tell me, happy for you.
This is huge.
That's what the podcast is about. When we don't know what to talk about, eggs. Did you make your own bibimbap bowl?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. Whoa. I do that too. We're doing bibimbap for dinner tomorrow.
It's so delicious.
But it's a lot of making little things.
It's a lot of chopping.
Yeah.
But not
do
if you don't follow
your dinners.
Yeah.
You just said you know what you're eating for tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a shocking thought to me.
We plan our grocery trips around the next few days of food, so we have to have a plan. Now, it doesn't mean we always stick to that plan. We sometimes change things around, but we shop for that plan.
I always go, oh, fuck, it's 7. Ah, shit, I got to make... Oh, shit, what am I eating?
I have a lot of that. Definitely have a lot of that. But sometimes we'll be like, let's go to the store and get dinner for the next few days. Tonight, we're having grilled shrimp tacos.
Oh, my God.
Before I left the house, I had to put shrimp in the fridge so it could thaw.
Oh, that's wild. Really?
Grilled shrimp taco.
Oh, yeah.
Zach, do you make dinner for Maggie, too?
Yes, but it's not always clear if she wants to eat it or not.
So
if I make it, she typically doesn't eat it. And if I don't make it, she goes, where's mine? So it's kind of just a game.
Yeah.
It's like trying to pet a cat, you know?
Okay.
You have to not want it.
There it is.
Yeah.
And the laser pointer is the copious amounts of sriracha that you put on everything. You know, I make eggs every morning.
You do?
Growing up, I thought eggs were this, like, takes a long time type of thing. They cook so fast.
They cook so fast. They taste so good.
What type of egg are you making?
So
usually a little scrambly. Scrambly eggs.
Ooh.
Nice. Doesn't get easier than that.
With a little bit of butter, a little bit of cheese.
What kind of cheese?
I'm a nasty bitch. What?
What type of cheese are we talking
about? Oh, it depends. But, you know, just the easy little blend stuff.
Mm-hmm. Four cheese blend. Pre-shredded.
You know, I'm not trying to get too fancy.
Pre-shredded cheese?
Covered in cornstarch.
Damn, Ned. I thought you were rich, man.
Not when it comes to my easy breakfast.
So actually,
I think you know a guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel a little bad about it, Miles. You're right. I feel strange
about
it.
Well, pretty shredded cheese does cost more than a block of cheese.
No, a block of cheese is higher brow.
What you really want, if you're rich, is someone else who shreds your block of cheese and hands you a bowl of it.
Well, no, apparently shredded cheese has anticoagulants in it.
Yeah.
Probably not great for you. When my food coagulates.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's so easy.
It's way easier
and
to
it's
do.
Delicious.
It's so that it doesn't all stick to itself. So it stays loose.
And I pretend to be rich by shaving truffles on it.
Oh, there it is.
Which I have done. But that's only when we do a truffle video. I don't go buy truffles. I don't even know what that means.
Well, if you watch the movie Pig, you're going to learn all about it. It's a great movie. You'd like it, I think, Ned.
Okay.
That's a little thinky. So maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
It depends on how thinky it is.
It has to be the right amount of thinky.
How much time
is there,
and energy I have.
Is there,
am I on an airplane trying to do something else?
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is Google. I just eat something like blueberries. Google health benefits of blueberries.
I feel good about it.
Feel really good.
Antioxidant.
Yeah. You know, Google kind of serves you what you want to know. Like if you if you Googled probably like bad things about blueberries, it would make you feel terrible.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's probably some bad things about blueberries, but if you like, you know.
Oh, I guess sugar. Sugar's bad.
See, there you go.
I did this actually yesterday. I was taking a shower and at the end, it was in the evening, I sort of switched it to cold water, burst of cold water.
Yeah.
And I was like, woo, woo. And then I got out and I was like, Sarah, my immune system strengthened.
Yeah.
My energy, my focus strengthened. Because apparently cold showers are good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to our first segment. So Rainey introduced a document to me that I promptly said, oh, save that for the show. Rainey's been just joined Twitter and she has a large notes app full of tweets that she's workshopping.
You just joined Twitter.
Yeah. You, within the last 3 months.
You heard that Elon Musk was buying it and said, This is my time.
It was literally a week before Elon Musk bought it. I started tweeting and I was like, now I'm.
Which, who knows when this is coming out, but it seems like he's backing out.
Yeah.
So, pussy bitch.
Yeah.
Well. And so, anyway, you guys are seasoned digital creators and I thought you guys could punch up some of Rainey's tweets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, you have not tweeted. Have you tweeted yet?
So, this is in the drafts. With Rainey.
This is in the drafts. This is my notes app.
Digging through drafts with Rainey.
Digging through drafts. And I've tweeted a few of them.
How's it gone?
Some of them, I'm like, wow, I'm famous. And some of them don't perform.
What? Define.
Hold on, what's your handle?
I'm gonna
blind retweet about 20 of your tweets right now.
We'll obviously do better,
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Ned.
Gotta get the juice.
Now this is
Rainey at Rainey Toll. R-A-I-N-I-E.
Yep.
Oh, I'm following you.
T-O-L-L.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been following you.
Yeah, Zach is a true friend.
And Zach does Twitter a lot better than I do.
How would you describe your brand, Rainey?
I think sort of a little like tee-hee-hee.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
It's a tee-hee type of thing.
Yeah, what about you? How do you describe your brand?
Wow. I don't know. Whack.
You know what's interesting here, Rainey?
Some bangers in here, Rainey.
I see one tweet of yours. It's your first tweet that I liked. Yeah. And I also realize now that I tweeted something similar. And I'm wondering if I subconsciously
stole
your tweet. Because this is a good one. It says, thirsty and have to pee, the system is rigged. Now, here's what I love about that.
300 likes.
It's observational.
Pretty good.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. And there's not a punctuation in sight.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One just run-on stream of words, which is a style that I'm quite fond of on the tweet.
Now, that's a good tweet. So you're saying, Zach, that you did
I'm gonna seal. See, I'm going to see when I...
You plagiarized the tweet.
Yeah.
Second tweet is much more salacious from Rainey, which is hormones, spelled normally.
Yeah.
Or... hormones spelled like whore.
Oh my God. Jesus. Wow. Rainey.
Hormones.
Rainey. Like,
hormones.
I can't believe nobody's made that joke.
It's good. I'm sure they have, but I do think it's funny.
Rainey, that's
Rainey. This was like a week after. Or yeah, like his yours was 4:23 and mine was 5:01.
Oh my God.
And then I tweeted, ever take a big swig of water while peeing? Real circle of life moment right there.
Zach stole a tweet from me.
That's at least 20% different, which I believe is the rule for like copyright and trademark.
But clearly my muse and I didn't
Of course.
Wow.
Though I will say I was drinking and peeing when that happened.
Zach stealing tweets from employees, a thread. And I'll just sort of do a bunch of them.
I think that yours is it is a little different.
I like yours more.
I think it's building. It's building on
sure,
it.
Sure.
You're piggybacking.
Hey, Rainey, don't back down. This guy's a scumbag. Come on. Well, you have a million followers or whatever. Don't like No.
He doesn't need followers on Twitter.
I am joining Rainey's class action against at @corndiddy.
Do you have any tweets of yours that I've stolen? I bet we can find it.
No, it's a class action. I don't have to.
Okay. Is class action just you're also upset?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. Okay.
No, it's like from a group of people. And then you can be like, hey, I'm part of that group of people.
Yeah. If you're out there and Zach Kornfeld has stolen one of your tweets, please write in to fuckzach at tripod.com.
Yeah, tripod.com. Tripod.edu. Go to somebody else's podcast.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking through your tweets. Barely. I'm just kind of scrolling. But some of them are catching my eye, and this is a certified banger. Lily Collins met her husband at a Neopets bank. This is untrue.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you. I thought that was going to do amazing. Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't even understand. It's like...
Miles, you're a scumbag. Get out of here.
I'm curious to know about me personally, question mark. I'm sitting on the floor. Hashtag floor girls.
Oh yeah, that one.
That's
I
your second biggest tweet.
Yeah, that is because Miles retweeted it. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I always got to support my homies.
Yeah,
I guess I should retweet it too.
Oh wow, you're gonna retweet it what? 2 weeks too late. This guy's a fucking scumbag. This guy's fucking hopping on the bandwagon.
Have you seen my Twitter feed? I tweet infrequently, and then often behind the times.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's kind of your brand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Catching up to trends. Which that's kind of our TikTok brand.
2 weeks way late.
So here
two
we
weeks,
go.
2 months too late.
So Eugene just sent me an enormous notes tweet. Now, so these are a bunch of ones that she's already done. Some of these I think you have done. Maybe just the Lily Collins
pets,
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Rupert Grint is a father and not to my child.
Too late.
You should do, what about expecto paternal at the end?
I think
that's really good.
Expecto paternal.
Expecto paternal is really good.
Or Patrocum.
God. This guy's Rupert! A scumbag.
Why did this guy crack Keith up so much?
Rupert!
If you or someone you know would like to join the class action lawsuit against Keith Habersberger.
You better, it's because expecto.
We're talking
like,
about cum in the office.
Jesus.
You loved that.
Keith I loved how much
really cracked himself up with that.
He lit up.
It was gross.
Here's just, I guess, a general question is that Rupert Grint is not known to be
a hottie.
A daddy. Yeah.
Well, here's something juicy. Ooh. I have some office tea.
Whoa.
I was talking to Desiree and Devin on Friday at lunch, and I was like, did any of you guys have a crush on Ron Weasley? And Desiree was like, no, I was in love with Harry. And Devin was like, yeah.
She also had a crush on Harry, she agreed with you.
No, yeah. Devin also is like, Ron Weasley was my sexual awakening. Actually, she didn't say that.
That's so weird because Ron, I feel like, is just, he has almost no redeeming qualities in the books, in the movies, right?
Well, Hermione and he get together.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
Wait.
He's arguably.
Is a scumbag. Oh my God.
Wait, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And you once said that Sansa is not even that cool.
Sansa's a terrible character, and I stand by it.
Wow, Miles hates women.
No, Sansa is a
terrible
character.
Can we mute his mic over here?
From Game of Thrones. It's not even worth talking
about. Have you only watched the first couple of episodes?
I'm sorry. When does Sansa make any active choice in the entire freaking franchise?
She goes from passive to active.
When? She gets the whole army.
I don't know. For season five, I'm pretty sure.
No, she gets the whole army. That's the one
thing she did.
That's the pinnacle of her character.
Otherwise, she betrays her family, and then it's just sort of abuse the whole time, and it's hard to watch.
It is hard to watch. That's why it's so incredible when she overcomes it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sophie Turner's pretty cool, though, right?
Yeah, I like Sophie. The staircase is turning out good.
I like Arwen.
Okay, so what is
Lord of the Rings character?
Arwen is good.
Strong lady.
I mean, I like this tweet. I think that maybe I personally, I'd put little stars on the other side of my, like Rupert Grint, but not my child or whatever it was.
Oh, that's good.
I think what it is that you're trying to carve out your brand. And if being horny for Rupert is your brand, I think that could work.
Yeah. I think it's pretty perfect as is.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my gosh, Ned and me, this side?
You could use a hashtag.
They don't do hashtags.
Hashtag Patrocum.
Hashtag expecto Patrocum.
Sorry, everyone. Here we go. So,
sorry, everybody. What's next?
Finding the milk in a glass jar I forgot about from 2 months ago has me wondering how hard could it possibly be to make cheese?
This one's a little wordy.
It's wordy.
This one's a little long.
Yeah.
Took me on a journey, but I don't think I like the destination.
Would it help if there's a photo? Because I did take a photo.
Now it's a banger.
Okay.
I think you should honestly
just a glass of milk.
Active to passive to active. I made cheese by leaving a cup of milk on my bedside table.
Now
for
it sounds like
months.
A headline.
Yeah, exactly. All capital, capitalize each word.
I think it should just be found that glass of milk and then picture of it because I assume it looks horrific.
No, it looks like mozzarella.
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't even open the glass. I asked Will, I was like, is it?
You didn't open the glass? What kind of glass is this?
Was it sealed with plastic?
I'm imagining it's an open glass of milk.
Yeah. Oh, no, like no, no. It's like a it's like a jar of glass jar of milk that I got.
Are you drinking milk out
so
of a jar?
So it was anaerobic.
I don't know.
Like you, this, it was not getting any air. That's probably what made it stanky.
Made it cheese.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I feel like we're just a degree away from turning this into a Reductress headline. It's like local girl finds forgotten milk in back of fridge, considers opening farmer's market cheese stand.
Yeah. That's good. But also I have a huge hint for everybody.
What's that?
In the audience. If hint. You are talking to a guy, go to Reductress, see if he follows Reductress. If he follows Reductress, you're in the clear. If he doesn't, that's a red flag.
if he doesn't follow Reductress, right. He can't get it.
Oh, and then go
follow Reductress.
Yeah. And then go to Barstool and just check, see if
they
he follows
follow
Barstool,
they out.
Yeah.
If he follows Reductress, he may also
I don't
be
follow
bad.
It, unfortunately, as well. But enough of my friends retweet and regram Reductress that I feel like I follow them.
It's
but I don't
so
think I actually,
good.
I do. I, really I think they're hilarious, but I don't have to follow them because people bring me their content.
You know, I was like that for a long time. And then I said, you know what? You bring me so much joy.
Yeah.
Here's a follow so that
I'm
you
doing
can
it.
Charge more to brands
I'm
or whatever.
In.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rainey, this next tweet, I don't even know if I can read on the air.
Do you need one of us?
No, you're not allowed to read either. Elizabeth Warren is really the only Dem popping her fucking right now.
Put it absolutely publish.
Why,
never
why, did you, why did you wait on that?
I was just worried that it was like too political or like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of undercut with the...
Pussy,
you know, super sexual.
I think that should be published and never look back.
Okay, yeah. I'll do it right after this.
I think that will go by.
And wait, also, by the way, agree. Dems, step up your popping game.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh no. Question mark.
Frankly, one of the rules of Twitter is to be timely. So this whole this whole exercise is a little moot.
Well, give us an evergreen one, Miles.
Oh, an evergreen one? Okay, here's
should I tweet the Elizabeth Warren one?
Yeah, you do it.
You should not. And no, don't give him the tweet. Don't give this fucking scumbag.
What if I change it to bopping her bussy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good too.
It'd be decent. Oh, wait, here we go. Everyone needs to shut the fuck up about Mars.
Yeah, I stand by that.
You think Mars is not
the planet?
Yeah. That definitely
the candy company
should have been published three months ago when you were thinking about it.
Yeah, when you thought about it a long time
no
ago.
No one's talking about Mars anymore.
When were we talking
the
about
the billionaire that? Space race was somewhat centered around also, hey, maybe we'll also go to Mars. So we should just get used to flying to space if we all eventually want to get to Mars.
We don't, though.
We
There's
don't.
Nothing in Mars.
You're totally right.
There's fucking
Speak
nothing,
for
dude.
Yourself,
What's
guys?
On Mars,
but I
man?
Go to space.
I've been a space nerd my whole life. The prospect of going to Mars
you
is
can't
still
come
cool.
Back. You can't come back.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't come back?
It's too far. You
it's
can't
too
come
far,
back.
That's man.
Not true.
You can't launch
That's how
off
all
of
the
Mars to come
are
back.
Right now.
What?
All the things are like anyone who goes isn't coming back.
That can't be. That's true.
Did you see the Martian?
That's impossible.
You're talking about people who have volunteered to go live on Mars. It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to go to Mars right now.
I just thought it was an engineering problem we hadn't solved yet.
I think it partially is. I don't think they know how to get it back off of Mars.
I know someone who, I mean, this was now 10 years ago, but she was like a finalist to be one of the people to go to Mars. I don't think it happened, but I was thinking about like how, what's got to be going on here on Earth for you to be like, yeah, I fuck it. Let's go to Mars. Cause you're saying my whole life doesn't matter. Here.
Severance floor, but your whole life.
Yeah. Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are your tweet flops that you thought were going to do really good?
This is a good,
what are your tweet flops, guys?
I almost had one last night and I decided to not post it because I thought about it for more than a second.
Guys.
But I was watching Anaconda and I just wrote J-Lo in the MCU when?
did you tweet it?
I didn't tweet it.
No, you should have.
All right, I'm going to do it right now.
My tweet flops are like literally all of them. I'm so bad at
What about Anaconda? Anyway, so.
You know, that also was going through my mind.
Ned, read a few.
No, I really can't.
I don't have a single
really
original tweet from the last few months yet. I just retweet other people who tweet for me. Like, I just retweet stuff.
Guys, flops never matter.
Yeah, you're bangers.
Because nobody sees them.
Whoa.
I strive to reduce the amount of time between coffee and alcohol intake to zero.
Nice.
900 likes. I have 400,000 followers right now.
900
got three times the amount of likes as your best tweets. It's not good.
900 likes ain't a flop.
No.
Well,
we're looking for like sub 100. Right?
I feel like anytime I tweet, I lose followers because I tweet so infrequently that people are just like, oh, I follow you. I probably don't want to be.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a pretty good one. Overheard from my toddler. Mom, I'm getting my hair dyed. Kid, your hair is dying?
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute. That's always love little kids' quotes.
I think the key to a good tweet is to not give a shit.
Yeah, I think that actually is the huge thing.
Because any like tweet that feels formulated, I feel like doesn't really do that well.
Yeah.
But if they're just like fucking... Honestly, the shit that goes viral is usually like a retweet of something and they're just like, LOL, this go crazy. And it's like, that's 200,000 faves or whatever.
Yeah, Miles, I want to know what's going on in your life. Drama. I feel like I haven't heard
drama?
About you yet.
We went to New York.
Is this a new segment? The drama
my
with
drama?
Miles?
My Miles is drama.
Why am I the only one that read their flops?
I didn't.
Well, I'm looking.
Here's the thing. I was going to. I realized I haven't tweeted an original tweet this entire year.
Wow. There you go.
Except for the one where I wrote, I don't usually trash companies on Twitter, but budget really fucked us right now. And that was from 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, when we were
an angry tweet.
Our car was locked inside of a parking garage after we had called numerous times that day to be like, hey, I know you're closed when we get there. We're going to be able to get our car, right? And they said, yes, we will let the security guard know that you will be getting there late. They did not do that. We cannot get our car. Yeah. It was 17 degrees and snowing, and we were trapped at the Midway Airport parking garage and we were going to be staying in Evanston. If you know the geography of Chicago, that's not close to there at all. So we had to take an Uber at 3:30 in the morning all the way to Evanston, and we had a show the next day. So
sounds like you're still a little upset about it.
Our sponsor is Budget. So
here's the thing about car rental companies, though. There's no good one.
Yeah. Yeah. So my drama, anyway. Rainy.
Yeah, what's your drama?
Because I actually have some, I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
You briefly said that you were Wallace and Gromit's number one fan.
Love Wallace and G. Everybody loves Wallace and G, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
Well, you think you're their
but
number
I would,
one.
I'm not anywhere near their number one.
I used to watch the VHSs constantly as a kid. They're kind of scary.
Did you see any of the movies that came out in the last
I didn't
decades?
See Were-Rabbit, but I did see Chicken Run, and that movie fucking rules.
Number one.
By the way, we should do. Himself a fan. He's a fucking fan. Scumbag over
We got to do Chicken Run on Guilty Pleasures.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
quick update. People are upset about the J-Lo tweet. It's on its way to being a flop.
That's good.
Oh no. Is it like, are they commenting or are they?
Yeah, commenting. Oh no. Saying, how dare you?
I'm going to ratio you.
What did you say?
I said, J-Lo in the MCU when?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, why are people mad?
I think they know it's true. I didn't mean to derail. I just wanted to give an update.
That she's in the MCU?
Which, when or is that, it going to happen? I feel like it's inevitable that she'll either join that. More likely, she's going to join the Fast and Furious franchise, but it didn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
I think that's on brand for her, Fast and Furious, right? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
MCU is a little, I think, cheesy for her, but.
Cheesy?
I think so.
Number one.
Yeah.
Money making thing there is.
Right it's now. Beneath yeah. Jennifer.
J-Lo, though, she's got class. Yeah. She's in Geely. You know, she's got class.
So what's the drama?
Oh, I was going to say we should talk. We just went on a trip. Do we have any tales from the trip?
What's your drama?
Do I have drama? I don't even know if I have drama.
What's your trauma?
Still dealing with my back pain. My back pain's a little bit better. I've been doing.
I was promised drama.
Cycling. What is the drama? I don't know, Rainey. What's the tea?
You had a question.
Have I had tea that I feel like I've almost
spilled?
Yeah,
I think Miles's past is like really not spoken about enough, and I don't even think the audience knows anything about it. Because I just every once in a while you're like, yeah, I worked on Seth Meyers.
Oh, I did. We're in Seth Meyers very briefly.
Exclamation mark.
I was in an elevator with Lorne Michaels once.
Yeah.
He was buffer than I thought.
Did you do your type 5?
No. It's funny because like in school, I remember they were like, all right, the elevator pitch. You learn the elevator pitch. And I literally was in an elevator with Lorne Michaels. Yeah. So I did not say a single word because he would have fired me off, you know, whatever it was. But it was a cool show.
Miles tweeted at me, ratio, get fucked, dude.
Well, it's a comment to your J-Lo tweet.
Yeah.
So I hope it ratios you. Because you're a fucking scumbag, man.
I'm going to retweet it. help give it some numbers.
Well, it's like the diss track theory. Like, that's why shit does well on the internet. Is because people are like engaging back and forth in a negative way.
Yeah. But I was also grew up on a homestead, question mark.
I did not grow up on a homestead.
sorry.
People are saying I'm Amish. People are out there saying I didn't have electricity.
Your dad's the Quaker Oats man, right?
He built the house, right?
My dad built our house.
Your socks got burned to your feet, right?
Yeah, he got burned to our feet.
Whoa.
No, we did have horses. One of them got struck by lightning. Right. Chance and Flowers. Oh. And it was Flowers that got struck by lightning.
I hope you told Flowers how much you appreciated him while he was there.
Yeah, we did. I loved Flowers. Anyway, but Flowers got fried. And then the other horse like went insane.
Yeah, because he saw his friend.
It was really sad. It was very sad. But yeah, so my dad was in Mongolia riding horses with the reindeer people.
What do you do with a horse when it's dead?
Oh, Keith, it's really grotesque. So this happened during a storm. There was a storm and trees had fallen on the road, right? And we live on a dirt road. Uh-huh. So we couldn't get out. And we not only could we not get out, we couldn't get the truck to, there's like a guy with a truck with a crane that comes to your property and he picks up the dead body.
His horses are heavy.
They're heavy. And so
was he known as like, the dead horse guy?
Yeah, no, he was a guy. Like we lived in the country. And so the guy couldn't come. So
you got a dead horse, you call up me.
So several days passed and we had to start icing the horse under a tarp.
Oh my God.
Because
it was disgusting.
Because wild dogs were coming and we had to make sure it didn't smell.
Oh my God.
So that dogs wouldn't tear it apart. So,
it seems like the dogs were kind of doing it for you.
They were helping you. Right.
So that's then the nature. Guy came, I was probably 7 years old. I saw the crane pick up the dead horse. My mom said, look away, Miles, look away. And I turned to the last second and I just saw, you know, what I saw. A truck full of just dead
horse carcass.
Dead carcasses.
Classic Orpheus and Eurydice's moment.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment. Anyway, the next summer I got a GameCube, so it was sick.
That's a good undervalued system. Although they should have made some more games for it.
They really should.
Mario Kart Double Dash. Now that was a game.
Now that's a game.
That is a game. But anyway, we were just in New York partying.
Yeah, just in New York.
We were just in New York City.
It was so nice to be in New York City.
The Big Applebee's.
We got a couple of videos coming out from New York, but it was great. We saw Beetlejuice on Broadway.
It was excellent.
It was excellent.
We saw.
I saw Six.
Yeah, you went to Six.
I saw Moulin Rouge.
And we went to Sleep No More.
Oh, it ruled.
Sleep No More was so great. It was Miles' first time.
So spooky.
What was it like, Miles?
It was so spooky, Keith. It's Sleep No More, if you don't know, is a interactive theater thing where you go into like this dark room, you wear a mask, and there's actors portraying this sort of like movement piece of theater all around you, and you can walk.
Three or four stories?
Five stories.
It's a five-story building in Manhattan.
Floors.
It's so disorienting, and it's just these sets. And Rainey, if you don't know, you can watch actors come in. It's all silence, like interpretive dance and stuff like that. But then they'll run off, and now you have a choice. Do you follow one of the actors, or do you stay in the room?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And like when I'm saying run, they run.
They run.
And
run.
So, but now you're in a set. You can open any drawer. You could read anything. Like you can do whatever you want.
Completely immersive.
Yeah. All you can't do is basically touch the actors.
Yeah.
Unless they
take off your
unless
mask.
They touch you. Unless they like. Sometimes they do communicate. Like I put on Lady Macbeth's shoe.
Yeah.
Right.
She needed me to put her shoe on, and I obliged.
Lady Macbeth gave me a little twirl.
Ooh.
And for a dance.
Oh, that's awesome. Did she say anything to you?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't get any one-on-one moments.
I got one. It was dope. Honestly, that time, it was the closest it's felt to like an escape room because I was given a note to go give to somebody. I gave that note to that person and they gave me something back.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like,
how'd you know what character it was? They all had beards.
So it was the upstairs lady after the rave scene. And a couple scenes later, if you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, there's a woman in a red dress. She took me into a room. She took my mask off. She kissed my mask. So there was a big lipstick print on my mask. She drank a vial of tears. And then she asked if she could trust me. And I nodded, yeah. And then she said, I need you to deliver this message to the bellhop on the second floor of the hotel. He's wearing a red coat. You can't miss him.
Yep.
And then she said, before she handed it to me, are you sure I can trust you? And I said, yes.
So cool.
And I didn't read that note. I took it straight to him.
Wow, you're crazy. What? Come on.
Well, it was also just
sealed with wax.
I could have read it. I was just like, in case it was blank for whatever reason, I just wanted to deliver it because it wasn't for me. But then, because I got the note from the guy, and his I did open and read, and it was like him asking her to release him of his servitude, that he doesn't have what she's looking for. It was very weird and cryptic.
Wow.
But it was fun. I had a great time. I love that show. If you're ever in New York City, it's absolutely one of the most unique things in the world. It's in New York City and Shanghai are the only two places the show runs. And it's cool.
Yeah. I had someone once put a baby bird egg in my hand and I smashed it. And then there were ashes inside the egg.
Whoa. Oh, that's so cool.
What room was that?
I don't know. I was so high.
Yeah.
I could have made up the whole thing.
You should be. I think you should be, you know,
yeah,
if you partake in a beverage before, I don't think that's the worst thing. You partake in a little puff.
Little puff of the dragon. Real highlight of our New York trip, Keith filmed an Eat the Menu Yankee Stadium, which was super thrilling for all of us to like be given the stadium, but also like my childhood nostalgia. We were like, we're here at Yankee Stadium.
And it was a fucking beautiful day.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the most perfect 70 degrees, sunny the whole day long. Just beautiful.
I loved all the history. They had this museum. Like while you were filming, I did a little tour behind the scenes. They had these signed baseballs from the 20s and 30s, like Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, all these bats that were used to hit home runs throughout history.
What blew my mind is what you told me about the first ring.
Oh, yeah. So the Yankees have won the World Series 27 times.
Yeah.
You'd think 27 rings. Well, no. In 1923, they weren't even doing rings. They were giving each of the players a gentleman's pocket watch.
How fucking dope is that?
You win
the World Series and you get a pocket, which made me think. I think it's time we bring them back.
Yeah, way cooler than a ring.
Do you think that a pocket watch could go with my vibe?
Yeah, yes, I think so.
100%.
You're an old prospector.
Yeah. All right.
You could get away with some neon pocket watches too.
You think there's like fucking hype pocket
Absolutely.
Watches?
Absolutely.
So when we were at Yankees, I got to go down on the field just to shoot the intro of the video. And as we were leaving the field, I pointed to the ground and said, "Can I have that?" And they said, "Yeah."
What?
I just got a baseball that was used in batting practice.
And it says Major League on it.
Yeah,
right?
official Major League Baseball.
What? That's so cool.
It's pretty sick. So it's a real baseball, which I'm not sure if I've ever held a real baseball, because all the ones you get, even for like kids leagues and like teenagers, like they're
it
not this.
That.
This is a specifically, and it's like crazy because it was in make, I don't know, probably hit a few times and it's ruined.
Yeah.
It's so dirty already.
Wow. They run through a lot of balls in a game.
What's inside?
What, like it's bound
something,
some sort of like rubber.
It's a very small rubber, and then they wrap like a kind of a rubbery string around it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
So it's a very tightly bound like string ball.
Yeah.
So a real highlight the trip, it's lighter than you think it would be, the ball.
Yeah.
So a real highlight of the trip, as we're on the way over, I'm on the subway. Keith sends me a text and says, "Hey, we got access to the Jumbotron. You want to Photoshop something stupid?" And I go, "Say no more."
Yeah.
So I know exactly what I'm going to do. Some sort of clip art bullshit with Keith's face. You'll see it in the video. Maybe I'll post it online. It is supremely dumb. But not only was it on the Jumbotron that you said, what, it's the size of a football field?
Yes, apparently.
Or basketball court?
The tour said it was the size of like three basketball courts or something.
The Jumbotron was the size of a basketball court.
That's crazy.
Huge.
Okay, I exaggerated a little bit, but still very big.
So big.
It's a big TV with the dumbest Keith face that I could find and this clip art. But not only was it on the Jumbotron, it was on every single TV in the entire stadium.
So all these reporters who've showed up to work, they're like getting their coffee, starting to write the beginning of their articles. They look up and they're like, "Who the F is this?"
And it's up for 10, 15 minutes. I'm not exaggerating when I say every TV, because I happen to be like going through the stadium at this time. Like you'll go into a room that has 14 TVs lining the place, like, and then as you walk in, there's another TV. Every single possible monitor in the entire stadium, everywhere over the snacks where they would advertise the price of the food, everywhere where you're showing the game, in the bathroom when you see the game,
TV.
Every single monitor in Yankee Stadium has Keith's face going,
it's my face on a little animated baseball guy, and it says "Eat the venue," and like it looks hilarious. It looks really good and also really stupid.
I'm really good at bad Photoshop, and so it had like pixelated clip art stars behind him.
It was so funny.
A real life highlight. That's one that I'm file saving in my heart.
Yeah,
felt you guys like made it.
We were getting away with something really stupid.
Something we shouldn't have.
Yeah, definitely.
Real true.
And like they waited like several hours for that moment to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was like, okay, batting practice is over. The music is gonna get cut. You guys have your 15-minute window before they start.
Funny, we actually had about 4 minutes to do what needed to do, but they had just put that thing up early.
And
it was like, oh, it's just up now.
Great. I feel like the Blue Jays were still doing batting practice when it was up.
Everyone was still on the field.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely all the players were on the field when that thing went up. And I'm sure they were like, the fuck is that?
Huh? Like, what is this guy? Some sports reporter, yeah.
Yeah, a sports reporter interviewed me, and then most of the baseball players did not want to talk. But one guy was really nice, the catcher. And maybe he wasn't the catcher playing, but he is a catcher for the Yankees. But he was so sweet.
Oh, so it was the Yankees were on the field.
Yes, it was the Yankees who were batting. It was crazy.
Oh, man.
And the catcher, I can't remember his name, but man, a sweetie. Just so nice.
I got another story. We're watching the game afterwards, sitting in. And a guy goes up to bat, and Maggie goes, "Huh, I dated that guy." And I'm like, "I'm sorry.
What?
What?" And she's like, "Yeah, I went on a few dates with that guy." I'm like, "I'm sorry. You
what?
You casually dated a New York Yankees baseball player and never thought to mention it?"
Oh my God.
And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I mean, I knew he played baseball. I didn't know where he was these days."
Wow.
And nothing will make you feel instantly more inadequate, but also kind of awesome. I was
that's awesome.
You're telling me that I bested a New York Yankee.
Hey, you
it was a crazy mix of emotions.
That's
and
so
I the way that our seats were, no one was sitting around me. So it was just me and Maggie. And I'm like going through this crazy toss and tumble of emotions.
Yeah, they had these weird tables in between our seats.
Yeah, I didn't care.
I kind of liked it.
The little tables.
As a big human in a stadium seat, there's never enough room. And normally the cup holders are by your knees, and that's the only place. And then like your knees are hitting the cup. So I loved the little table between me and the next person. I was like, yeah, this is great. Got a little table.
Can you imagine?
Okay. A little table.
The booties of baseball players. Oh, yeah. They got some fine butts. Yeah, all the power's in your glutes.
Right, because I was wondering,
all day long.
They got donks.
What is the strongest part that has to be? Why is it because they run?
The yeah.
And
they mostly hit.
It's torque. It's the rotation.
So really?
It's core and donk.
Core and donk.
You're rarely
some arms.
Gonna like beat. So, you know, sometimes being fast is good, but like,
yeah, it's
you
like,
can
on.
Mostly do the let the ball do the talking.
It's mostly the dunk.
Yeah,
it's the dunk.
If you can slug that ball, it doesn't matter how fast you run. Exactly. You can walk, baby.
You ever seen Big Poppy? He's got a dunk.
Yeah.
So you go from that powerful buns to my flat little concave butt.
Yeah.
That's quite a change.
But I hadn't been to a baseball game in, I mean, fucking a long ass time. It was cool.
You told me I got you too stoned.
The crack of the
bat. I did get a little too stoned.
It was kind of funny. We had spent this whole day building up to the game. We learned all this history, saw this like legacy. And then the game started and I was like, oh, right. I don't like baseball.
You're like, yeah, this is good.
First 5 innings were a little dull, but
Yankees
I was enjoying
were getting creamed.
I was really enjoying the game. And then everyone was like, I think we're ready to leave. I'm like, okay, you know, yeah, it's kind of tied. It did just now start getting really exciting. But if everyone wants to go, we've been here all day. So I can let everybody go home. Everyone's tired. And then as we leave... Also, as we're leaving, the Blue Jays score again. Like, okay, well, now let's leave because it's very unlikely Yankees will come back from this. It was close. Now the Blue Jays got 2 score. Let's just get out of here. We're in the car ride home, only to find out the most triumphant play of all time has happened, where there's a 3
Aaron
base,
Judge did a walk-off
home
three-run
run,
homer.
Right.
Fucking 2 outs.
To go from being down 5-3 to win the game in a walk-off 6-5.
We were not there.
So, okay, but we got a very exciting part. My favorite thing about a baseball game, especially when you're in New York, is to lean in and just be the most stereotypical New Yorker ever. Mm. So to be angry Long Island and just be yelling at the players.
Hell yeah.
And it feels like it touches deep into a core part of my childhood when I get to do that. And so there was the pitcher on the other team hit a player. And so we're just all yelling, get him out! Yeah, what are you doing?
You're crazy.
What are you not so get put him in jail? Throw him in prison. And then they did.
It was the very pitch after
him out.
Home
you
run.
Did that?
I don't think I did it. But
you were part of it.
They ejected him.
Yeah, Becky.
I would say that
he didn't go to prison.
The umpiring of that game was a little suspect. I'm going to say.
Whoa.
In the favor of the Yankees.
Wow.
They threw out.
As they should. You come into my house and throw a pitch at my
That's
man.
Right. That's right. A New York
it was that, the pitch that right
one,
after a
that
home
one was
run.
Like a little understandable.
I guess.
But the next one, when they threw out.
They threw out the manager?
Another thing happened, and like a guy, like, I don't know, it was a ball, and the guy like just like that was, and he called it a strike. He's like, that was a ball. And I was like, you're out of here. And like threw a batter out.
You don't argue
for no
with
reason.
My umpires, my house. You get him out of here.
A small like, huh? And he got thrown out. I was like, that was a little uncalled for. I think that was a little overreaction.
Apparently, baseball managers will sometimes get themselves ejected on purpose to motivate their teams. Like,
really?
There's a couple of things you
can
do
crazy.
That are like automatic ejections. Like if you kick dirt on the umpire, automatic ejection.
Yeah.
Ooh. So it's all theater.
Yeah.
It is theater.
They know.
Oh, yeah.
The umpire knows. I'm sure they know. It's like, all right, he's doing this thing. And then I got to be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Getting out of there. You're coming to my house. You're doing the thing. Also, the team was hyped up because Alexandria has discovered these legal for now. Energy pills.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they are.
Apparently, they were concentrated B vitamins, but there must have been something else in there. We made these horrific tasting so-called energy mints. Tasted like Like eating a medicine.
Yeah. It turns like everyone into a maniac.
I was hyped.
We were all up. Becky was at times screaming, kill him.
Yeah. She did say kill him, hit him. She was trying to start a riot.
We got real riled up. Everybody was up.
Alexandria appreciation post. She's really exciting.
Yeah.
Everything, she seems sort of like calm. And then when she says stuff, it's like, yeah, I was hanging out with Post Malone and he wanted to go to a strip club. We probably have to bleep that because I think that's a secret.
No, I think she put it on her story, didn't she?
Okay, good.
Maybe she did, yeah.
Well, next episode, we're going to have to get Alexandria in here to tell her SNL after party. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was exhilarating. Yeah. Also, speaking of the performance of the umpire, I found, because I always want to, you know, like I want to be in the conversation about like sports because I feel like it's like, it's a meeting point for a lot of people, but I'm like, okay, it's boring. But then I discovered you can just like think of it as gossip and be like, what's going on with the Nuggets? And you know what? There's a lot of tea.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. I actually think that's right.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about sports is all the drama that goes on behind the scenes.
And like,
and
who cares about the score?
Yeah. I kind of love that actually.
Yeah, it's like, oh, will this guy play? He's injured, but he's
injured. Ooh, and this team, the chemistry's off. And like, you have three superstars on the Lakers.
Locker room drama.
They don't melt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're not doing good.
I'm all about the sports storylines.
I love it. I watched Moneyball on the plane back, and I was like, yeah, baseball is kind of cool.
I try to describe fantasy football to my wife as a soap opera with 150 characters, and she's like, no, that's not, I'm not buying
it. That's enough, actually.
It's not. That's too many.
And she said, nice try, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if Alexandria's giving you an energy pill, you might be looking for advice right about now. And when I need advice, I know where I go. His name is Miles.
And just so you know, energy pill is not code for we did drugs. It literally
was. No, it's an energy pill.
It's a mint.
It was like caffeine, vitamins, but it didn't just feel so like coffee.
Just so everyone is fully on the same.
Yeah, we didn't like coffee.
We did not take uppers.
But it seems to act like it.
It was, yes.
All I know is that Jack took it the other day on set, and he was like a fucking bumblebee. He was zipping around this guy, because he's already like the happiest, like, he's like a couple degrees away from being like, well, hi there. Like, he's just, he's like a cartoon character and a little happy, nice. Like, I imagine when he walks to work, he whistles and the cartoon birds say like, good morning, Jack.
Yeah. Did you see his dance post on Instagram?
Wow.
Everybody go follow Jack.
Fuck what? Yeah. He dances?
Oh, yes. Does he dance?
I
watched it like three times. Oh like, God. I was like, this is amazing.
What genre of dance?
I'll probably watch this while Miles is doing his preamble.
Yeah, that's fair.
But Jack took the energy pill. And we asked him to go get some candy for a scene that he was doing.
Yeah.
He came back with enough candy to feed 400 people. He was like, this guy
candy
was
budget.
Hyped. Well, anyway, if you need advice, this is advice that'll go for Miles with Miles Bonsignore.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready. Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go!
He's a really good dancer.
This song was long, and now it's turned short.
4 miles. Here he is.
I'm sorry, Jack is an incredible dancer.
What's up, Miles Nation? I said.
Holy shit.
Enough about Jack.
Guys, look at this.
No, I don't want to hear about Jack.
JK underscore McGill. Wow.
I'll be watching that dance video after the recording.
Same. I'm here. I'm with you.
Thanks,
Deliver
Keith.
It to me.
Have you ever wanted energy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is that Jack McGill or Kyle Hanagami?
Have you ever wanted something in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I don't know.
Go on.
Porta potty.
No.
Ned. Oh.
Is that about keeping Imodium on your person?
The thing that makes you take a big shit?
Doesn't Imodium stops you from taking a big shit.
No.
It's like concrete in your butthole.
And it would look like a pill bottle would look like a dong. So,
Keith, that's enough flattery. I want you to get a portable battery.
Oh. What
What is this, 2017?
Well, Ned, it is. Because when I was in New York City, I had a little portable babby. And it was great to have because my phone died all the time. Because phone batteries are designed by Apple to freaking root the government. Yeah. Yeah. And so...
Yeah, you're right.
So it's nice to have a little port-a-ba-ba-ba.
And a different product.
You tell me the new iPhone's battery? Yeah. Enjoy when iOS fucking 27 launches and it'll the battery. Ruin Come it. On, Ned. No, I'm scumbag. This guy works for the government. But yeah, port-a-ba-ba-ba is good to have because you can just charge that up. You don't have to worry about it. It's the size of an iPhone.
Well, here's my issue.
So you carry two iPhones in your pocket,
pretty much, Ned. But two iPhones is better than none, which is what you'll have when your iPhone dies, when you're trying to go out.
My portable Baba is also always dead.
Yeah. Oh, so you gotta charge it.
Well, I do, but then it's just like gone.
I never remembered
to
charge it.
Now I just have two dead things in my pocket.
Yeah.
I think if you need a new portable battery, you should go to a convention. You will be given one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I can't. Good. I can't. Stop getting people to give me portable batteries that portable I don't babas. Want.
Really?
Portable babas. And they're like some that look like little USBs, some that are like 3 pounds and they're bigger than my phone.
Yep.
I'm like, I've got six.
So it used to be such a cool idea when the suitcases had batteries in them. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you get it. Take a screwdriver and take out your battery.
What's that about?
Yeah. I guess they'll blow up.
Yeah.
Lithium.
Well, they should change the plane.
Also, it's like you can't put them above you, but you can put them in your backpack.
It makes no sense.
Well, okay.
Or you can you can check them, but you can't put them in the cabin.
No, you can't check them.
You can't
check them. I think it's because it gets so cold.
No. And you can't put them in up. You can only put them by your feet.
What?
Yeah, they don't want you, like when you go to check it, they're like, and you've taken the battery out, right? Yes. And then when you walk on to carry on, they're like, and you've taken the battery out. I'm like, yes. But if it's in your backpack, that's okay. It can be by your feet.
I wonder if it's because sometimes on the plane they make you check your bag if there's not enough overhead room.
I could have sworn that checking it was okay, but the cabin that wasn't okay.
No, it's both are bad. Only your feet can explode.
So portable batteries could be explosive.
Yeah.
They're explosively delicious.
Well, and here's what I'll say. I actually took one of the ones from one of those away suitcases that who the fuck knows where that is at this point, and I used that.
So the away ones are good.
They hold their charge
for a long time.
The V2 ones. V1 was hardwired in.
Oh yeah. No, that's not
I had to take a literal screwdriver in an airport to unscrew my battery. Now they make it so that it's a little click, click.
Yes, what a nice. Pain.
That's good, I guess.
It's satisfying to
call it away because you have to take the battery away.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. But I think it's just a nice thing
to
have.
We were early adopters.
And that way you're not worried about your phones shouldn't be dying anymore. You know?
They really shouldn't. Amen. Honestly,
how about this? A shoe that has a portable battery in it. I mean, these ideas
Brilliant.
Are fucking free.
Oh,
these
that's
are free
great.
Ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is it like when you two work together without Ray just be like, another goal.
It's supportive. We're very supportive.
Another brilliant idea.
That's right. The podcast department supports each other.
What's going on that your battery? It's rare that my phone battery dies.
Portal days.
Recording video, shooting video on your phone, really.
That's the only thing. Otherwise, I'm like barely cracking 50, 40% by the end of the day.
No, wait. What's your screen time? What's your daily screen time?
I'm on TikTok
three hours?
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Ned.
I'm on TikTok.
That's
Google
really
Maps.
Good.
Google Maps.
That's like really, really good. I've never heard it that low.
Wow.
Yeah, how much is yours?
I don't want to do that.
She's embarrassed.
It is rare that my phone dies, but when it does, I go, oh, I was on too much today. Let it stay dead.
Oh, wow.
But right, you have it's like a marker.
13, right?
The new phone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't even know numbers, man. I just say
you just
new
get
one.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got the new one.
Because then it probably better relays probably pretty good.
I had to finally upgrade. Like Keith told me, he's like, just get the biggest storage possible because with all the videos that we take for work,
definitely.
It was like chaos.
You think this guy gets shredded cheese?
No way, dude. Gruyere.
Nothing
by the
but Gruyere. Gruyere by the block.
Dairy free Gruyere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Nut Gruyere.
Nut.
Ugh.
Nut, yeah. Grunut.
That sounds awful.
Spectropatronut.
Spectropatronut.
That's a little bit less gross.
It's a little less gross.
Yeah.
Wait, Spectropatron what?
Nut.
Oh.
Well, that's about all I
said. It's been another great one. Until next time, follow us on Twitter At Rainy Toll. At Miles Vaughn.
That's right.
And ours.
Ours as well.
Ours as well.
You already
make sure
them.
You head on over to Patreon if you haven't joined our community over there. We do little 10 to 20 minute after pods mm-hmm. every week. So a little bit more podcast to keep you going. Mm-hmm. Plus other behind the scenes stuff and a whole community there. So check it out.
And we did a spring fire sale on tryguys.com. Yeah. You know, get rid of all the old in with the new. That means deals for you.
Deals, 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 baby.
And buy one, get one free.
And Elizabeth Warren, thank you for not being afraid to pop that pussy. We appreciate it.
Period.
Period. Keith, here's with the official Tripod theme song.
Expecto Patronum. What a hilarious joke from before. Do you remember when I said that joke? And I laughed. Yeah. Expecto Patronum. It really makes you think. Maybe Rupert Grint is a hottie bo body. We all want Rupert Grint. Yeah. It's the tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.
Remix Elizabeth Warren.